Epilogue, Nero. Getting to draft day turned out to be a lot more complicated than I thought it would be, but sitting in the convention center with everyone I loved around the table, it was worth it. Were the hits I got during games harder than they were before I declared my love for Kendall on national television? Some were. I also had to deal with a few more slurs, but I and my team got revenge the best way we knew how. We rolled through the rest of the season without dropping a game, and we won our first national championship since Cage led them to the same. That only made things a slight bit easier when it came to dealing with prospective NFL teams. I got far fewer invitations to pre-draft workouts than anyone else would with my prospect grading. I had a 7.1. That's insanely high for a running back. Yet, only 7 teams worked me out. That wasn't a good sign. Every outlet was saying my declaration of love for a guy had destroyed my chances of finding a team. I didn't care. Whatever I got, it was going to be more than I had before my brother and his incredible boyfriend entered my life. Before him, I was hosting fight clubs for money and working as a busboy. Because of my man-loving brother, I got a scholarship, found the love of my life, and had a chance at a career in professional football. It was now looking like it was going to be as a video coordinator or something. But as long as I had my family and Kendall by my side, I didn't care. I looked over at the love of my life. He was sitting beside me dressed in a tuxedo. God, did he look hot. How could anyone not see why I fell in love with that man? Reaching for his hand, I took it and kissed it. He smiled, reminding me once again about the only important thing. For the first pick in this year's NFL draft, the football commissioner said before reading the name off of a card, Todd Percy, a quarterback. Imagine that, I said to Cage, who gave a sarcastic chuckle. That could have been you. I'm happy right where I am, thank you very much, he said, intertwining his fingers with Quinn's. Maybe Cage had it right all along. He had chosen a life with Quinn over all this draft bullshit. And working as a high school football coach in Snowtip Falls, he couldn't be happier. Seriously, I didn't know anyone happier than my brother. Not even Titus, and it was like he put drugs in his morning coffee. Staring at Titus, I decided that no matter what happened today, I was going to do whatever I had to help him find his love. After I sucker punched him like I did, and he still showed up for my intervention, he deserved at least that much. He was the best friend I ever had. I was going to help him get Lou. That was who was going to make him happy, wasn't it? Even if he still wouldn't admit it or what he was. My agent's phone rang, snapping me out of my thoughts. It was sitting on the table in front of him. Looking over, he looked back at me and picked it up. For the second pick in this year's NFL draft, the commissioner said, picking up the envelope in front of him. Absolutely, my agent said with a look of shock on his face. He ended the call and stared at me. I don't believe it. What? I asked, confused. Nero Roman, the commissioner said, calling my name. That was the team that just drafted you. You just got drafted 2nd overall in this year's NFL draft, he told me, not clearing up my confusion. Nero, you just got drafted to the NFL, Kendall said, grabbing my face and kissing me. I didn't understand what Kendall was talking about. My agent had told me to not expect to go earlier than the later rounds. Besides, running backs didn't go 2nd in the draft. It didn't happen.
Nero, get your ass up there. You just went 2nd in the draft,
Cage yelled, beaming. I was stunned. I couldn't move. I looked over at my mother. She looked so beautiful in her dress. She had tears in her eyes, and she clapped for me.
Nero, you have to go on stage,
Kendall reminded me, finally getting me to move. Still in a daze, I stood up. My wobbling legs almost collapsed beneath me. I fought to keep myself together. I wasn't about to fumble the play now. Approaching the stage, I realized that my life was about to exceed my wildest dreams. Not only did I have a family and an insane career, I had someone I would love until the end of time. I really was going to do whatever I had to make Kendall happy. I loved him with all of my heart. And as I stepped onto stage, feeling the bright lights shine down on me, all I could feel was gratitude. The only thing missing was having a father to share it with. Maybe now that I was about to be rich and famous, I would figure out a way to have that too. Either way, I was grateful for my life. I had it all. And Kendall and I were definitely about to live happily ever after. The end.